Told you, of course, today is International Nurses Day, and we've been giving shout outs to those nurses who have played a critical role when many of us were flat on our back at our most vulnerable. And it's a day really to celebrate the incredible contribution that nurses make in our society. They sacrifice time at home with their own families, and we certainly saw, of course, during the COVID-19 pandemic, how many of them exposed themselves on the front line of dealing and fighting with the pandemic, many of whom did not survive, certainly not in the early days. So 702 has partnered with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, to shine a spotlight on nurses, but also to really have a conversation about the impact of their work as far as mental health is concerned. So I've got two guests this morning to talk us through this, both nurses themselves. Alida Viljoen is a unit manager at the multi-intensive care at the Zuid-Afrikaans Hospital. Alida, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your time today. Happy International Nurses Day.
Good morning, Bongani. Thank you very much.
Of course, along with you is Princess Mhlanga, who is a professional nurse at the Johannesburg Public Hospital, Princess, a very good morning to you, and happy Nurses Day to you too.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
The two of you have possibly one of the most noble professions. Alida, I'll start with you, right? You're a unit manager of an ICU. I imagine you deal with families when they are feeling at their most vulnerable, in need of answers, in need of comfort, not quite sure what happens next, but at times fearing the worst.
Yes, that is true. We deal with a lot of families, not just the patients that are critically ill, but the family that to leave their loved one in the care of strangers. So that's what we do on a daily basis.
How do you help families navigate through those tough questions, especially when at times you know what the outcome is and you're seeing that these families may not be ready for the answer?
So we have honest conversations with the families and try to explain to them the nature of the illness, the progression of illness, and what the expected outcomes are. I think we try to be honest at all times, just to lay that foundation of trust with the families. And then we have regular meetings with them where we discuss the patient and the progress of the patient.
Princess, I understand you work in a neonatal ward, and of course there's a lot of joy for mothers, for families when a baby is born, but sometimes things also can go wrong there, don't they, Princess?
Yes, they do. I mean, neonates are one of our most vulnerable patients that we do have in the healthcare system, so it is quite an exciting and nerve-wracking moment for parents. And you know, the most important thing is to reassure them, as Alida has said, and have honest conversations with them and explain what is the condition, what is going on, how they can play a part, you know, because most of the time families feel that they are blocked off and they just don't have much to do. But with neonates, the lovely part is that parents can come in and give kangaroo mother care, which is basically carrying the baby on their chest, and that gives them bonding time even though the baby is at a vulnerable state.
How do you deal, Princess, in this time of Google and the internet with sometimes irate patients who feel they know better because Dr. Google says this or that?
You know, for me, it is quite easy. I actually let them talk and hear what they have and what they understand of the condition that the baby is presenting with, or what they assume the baby is presenting with. And then from then onwards, I give them the platform to actually explain to them how and what is the condition, how it is treated, and what they can do. And that usually calms the parents, because family members usually tell them, this is how you deal with this, this is how you treat that. Google also tells them the most insane symptoms, and then they just start panicking. So the most important thing is let them tell you how they feel and what do they think. And when you correct them in that manner, they feel a bit calmer and they give you that trust, because then you're not disputing in a rude manner, but then you're letting them feel that they know what they're talking about, and then you just correct them kindly.
Princess, you hear them out. Who hears you out?
Sure. Good question. Some hospitals do have a good support system with providing with psychologists and psychiatrists if you need help with your mental health. For me personally, I have a very good family support system. So whenever I knock off work and I feel that it was a lot, I go home and, you know, they try by all means to provide the best environment for me to just have that, you know, little pressure off my back and, yeah, then talk about whatever is bothering me. So that is how I usually deal with it.
Alida, who hears you out?
Yeah, for me, it's very similar to her. I have very good friends that are also in nursing, so it's easy to talk to them because you don't need to give context to everything because they understand what we go through. I also have great support at home from my husband and my children, so we do that. But occasionally, I have seen a counselor just to, especially in the past 2 years, just to get some extra tools to help you to get through certain emotions that we don't always understand our own emotions. So
yeah,
but yeah.
Listen, you guys are our sheroes, you both, Alida Fulyun and Princess Mhlanga. They're both of them nurses, of course, talking about the pressures of what is really, really a noble calling. And if you do want to get some help as far as mental health is concerned and you're a nurse, you can call the Healthcare Workers Care Network helpline on 0800 21 21 21.